Robert's online at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. He wants to talk about mesquite trees, if you still have one, if it didn't blow over.
Yeah, exactly.
From that, I said that's got to be the tree trimmers. You know, when tree trimming and roofers, they love to see the monsoons come. That's nothing surges that business like a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Robert, good morning.
Hi. You know, I've lived for 40 years in downtown Phoenix, and we really enjoyed going to Harper's Nursery up on Thomas Road. We didn't understand why they ever closed it and moved, but that's the cost of development.
Yeah, well, you know, that right now that property holds a medical office complex, and it's surrounded by hospitals, so it really is the best fit, I think, for it at this stage of life, but thank you for shopping with us.
Well, that leaves us with just Home Depot for us down here, and you know, as far as having a nursery close.
You have Baker's isn't far. That would be the
well, yeah, Baker's. That's Street. True. Yeah. It's up in 44th Street or 40th, whatever it is. Yeah.
How can we help you, sir?
Well, the mesquite tree. I've called you on this before. It's a neighbor next door that keeps watering his lawn, and you know, as a lawyer, I'm thinking of suing the guy because I can't control the growth of my tree. And so I have to cut these shoots and these branches. Now, some of them have started weeping, a black sap-like. And I just
wonder, okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that something to be worried about? I don't know that I should worry because it's a mesquite is almost impossible to kill, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, what that tree is doing, that oozing, is its stress. So it would be like you having a fever, you know, and the fever isn't what's wrong with you, right? It's the virus or whatever that's in you. Well, that tree is showing it. That's its fever, its stress. It's showing that it's stressed in some way. Yeah, it's hard to say what it is. Could be any number of things. And generally, it isn't overwatering because mesquites are bryophytic. They, you know, naturally mesquites don't occur in the desert in Arizona as much as they do along riverways and waterways. And heck, they're not from Arizona anyways. They were brought over with the cattle and from Texas many, many, many years ago. So they really do like water, but obviously they don't need it as much, and they do make it a fine desert tree, but that it's hard to kill one with overwatering other than having it grow too fast and be shallow rooted. And then, as Romy was saying, then July and August come around and the wind takes care of them. But there's some type of a stress relationship going on there. And what I would suggest you do is just, you know, make sure that you keep it well fertilized and well watered. It sounds like the watering issue is taken care of, but maybe it isn't. Maybe you think that the neighbor's overwatering your tree, and that tree really isn't getting enough water. It's hard to say, but I would just keep it, you know, keep it thinned out, especially thinning, especially with mesquites. Right this time of the year, the one way to keep them from falling over, getting broken branches, which then can lead to other problems with open wombs and things like that, would be to make sure that this is to keep them thinned out so that the air and wind can move through them, and fertilize them a couple of times a year, and keep them deep watered and try not to water them too much.
And as just a quick comment on not being able to control the growth of his tree. Well, it doesn't matter if you're growing a mesquite that's getting watered by your neighbor or a mesquite in the nursery. We really, at the end of the day, aren't the ones really controlling it. I mean, we like to think so. We water, we do all the proper things, but I mean, I don't think any one of the Harpers says, I controlled the growth of that tree from start to today. Well, everything had to do with everything I did.
That's a little presumptuous, isn't it?
I spend more time telling people that plants are a living organism, just like animals and people and everything else. And yeah, some of them are strong, some of them are weak, some of them are, you know, some of them are going to grow this way, some mm-hmm. of them are going to grow that way. Yeah, we want to control everything, just like you said. But sometimes it's the luck of the draw whether you get a good tree or a bad tree. Mm-hmm. We can help, but yeah, we can't do everything.
Now, on the topic of barbecues and hardscapes and development and outdoor grilling. I hear that there's kind of a new showroom in town. I could go check out a couple displays.
Yeah, yeah. So Harper's, what used to be Nursery and Landscape Company, is really now Harper's Landscape and Garden Center. So we took our Scottsdale location, which has been there since the 1960s, not the 40s, but the 1960s, and we built a landscape design showroom there so that people can come and look at the different wares and products that we sell and things that we build, and anything from a pergola to a gas fire pit, artificial turf putting green, you know, all those neat things. We haven't even gotten into the putting, you know, the artificial turf, you know, so that's kind of another exciting topic about the outdoors. But you can come by, and that's where our landscape designers bring their clients and to show them what we can do for them.
And something else we didn't get into that we will a little bit later. We've been talking outdoor grilling, and all of, at this point, we've pretty much just been talking backyard. But it's the 4th of July. It's a huge camping weekend. Mm-hmm. There is probably still a fire restriction throughout the state. We went camping last weekend, and all we had was gas options.
Right.
So a lot of the things we're going to be talking about from National Hardware Store are tailgating accommodations for your grilling and the tailgates, or if you're out camping this weekend.
Sounds like fun.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.